Texte numéro 88. Walking to school is a step in the right direction. Growing up in an affluent New York suburb 40 years ago, I walked to school every day. In fact, in elementary school, I made the 5 or 10 minute trek home for lunch, then walked back for the afternoon. Today, only 12% of all children walk or bike to school, according to US government studies, down from 48% in the late 1960s. It's easy to see how this happened, especially in the suburbs of places like the US capital, Washington, D.C. The neighborhood school is now much more likely to be too far away to make walking or riding feasible for most young children. The percentage of families with a parent available to usher kids to school in the morning and back in the afternoon is down. And, true or not, the perception that our streets are much more dangerous than when we were young has taken hold. None of my 3 children has ever walked or biked to school in the 10 years we have lived in an affluent suburb. The high school and middle school are too far from my home. My kids take the school bus or carpool. Poorer communities with larger minority populations tend to have higher obesity rates than middle-class neighborhoods. Many are in the city and closer in suburbs, making the schools more walkable. At Whittier Education Campus in Northwest Washington, for example, a study by Safe Routes to School shows that 83% of the children live within 1 mile, close enough to walk, bike, skateboard or scooter to school, but only 45% do. The school tries to encourage walking and educate drivers about sharing the road with bikes. But a closer look also shows that Whittier has only enough rack space for 4 bikes and no money in its very tight budget to buy more racks. To allay parental fears about safety, organized groups called walking school buses accompany kids to school. An adult on foot or on a bike leads, a second adult follows at the back of the pack, and they pick up children as they make their way to school. The sum total and type of benefits that will come when more kids bike and walk to school is amazing, says Blumenthal, who is also president of the Bikes Belong Foundation. It's not just that kids will be healthier. In many parts of the US, 20% of morning traffic is one parent driving 1 or 2 kids to school. Separated bike paths and better marked crossings will be used by adults too, he points out. The things that make it safer to ride and walk to school apply all day, every day, for everybody in the community. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2010.